Certainly. I think, you know, you spend a number of months building up towards a certain point in the season, and we put a lot of time and effort, you know, just to get to yesterday's game. The whole season was about getting to yesterday's game, and we came up short. It's definitely disappointing. It's definitely a very sudden ending. It's a tough pill to swallow, but I think, you know, sitting on it for a few hours now, we should be proud of what we accomplished this year. I think we had a great team, a lot of good guys, and, you know, we did some good things this year.
Does it still feel like a successful season, or does it feel like a failure?
It never feels like a successful season unless you win the whole thing. You know, that's what this team is built to do around here. And that's what our expectation is. So, you know, we're obviously disappointed, but I think a month or two from now you'll be able to look back and say, hey, there were some great things that we did. And, you know, we should be proud of what we accomplished.
Matthew, does it take that long? Does it take a month or two for you to kind of have to reflection and kind of maybe healing up to say, okay, this was a pretty good season?
Yeah, it takes. I'll just speak for myself. It takes me a while, you know, because we put so much into it. And I know personally I asked a lot of my family to sacrifice and for me to do what I do. And I know that I sacrifice a lot to do it. So, it takes a while to get over it.
Is that one of the things that maybe people don't know, that you guys have, there's a lot of other people other than you guys sacrificing for you guys to kind of do this? And go along.
Certainly. Certainly. I think that goes overlooked a lot of times. You know, I've got a wife that's been pretty much raising a son on her own the last couple of months. So I'm tapping in as a dad as of last night. So definitely, you know, our families make a great sacrifice for us to do what we do year in and year out.
Yesterday you guys were all feeling down, but there was one particular player, Steven, who felt probably a little more down than anybody else. Just talk about the idea of how you guys kind of lifted him up also in the process of letting him know that everything is not all on him.
You know, this football team wouldn't be where it is or what it is without Steven. And, I mean, you guys have seen his body of work not only this year but throughout his career. So for anyone to say that, you know, Steven is the reason that we lost that game, it's ridiculous. So, you know, we back Steven fully. I still personally feel like he's the best kicker in our league. And, you know, those things happen. It's football, you know. It's not a perfect game, and those things happen.
Matt, there's all of the success and the number of times this team has made it to championship games and Super Bowls, how much of the disappointment is in knowing that it's not a guarantee to get back there?
Certainly. And I mentioned this last night, you know, as you go longer and longer in your career and you understand, you know, a player like myself, I'm closer to the end of my career than I am to the beginning of it. So you realize how hard it is to get to that game. You realize how much is put into that. It makes it tougher because, you know, there's no guarantee you get back there.
Matt, there's a lot of people that believe, fairly or unfairly, that last night's game might have gone differently if you guys had gotten home field advantage. Do you buy into that?
No. I mean, you know, the circumstances are what they were. And, you know, we can't say what if this was that, if that was that. You know, they were what they were. We had to go there and play. And, you know, we didn't play well enough to win. Simple as that.
Matthew, will you go to the Pro Bowl?
I haven't decided that yet. Got some things I'm dealing with physically, so we'll see.
Is there sort of a sense of what do I do now? I know you mentioned family, but do you still kind of go, what do I do now? It's been 8 or 9 months you've been here every day with football.
I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to be a dad, I'm going to be a husband, and I look forward to that because that's more important than football to me. You know, so.
Having wanted to go as far as you could this season for Tom and for what he had to deal with in the last game?
Certainly that was a motivating factor for us, but, you know, I think it wasn't just for him, it was for our whole football team. And a lot of guys went through a lot this year. Maybe not as highly publicized as what Tom went through, but a lot of guys went through things. And obviously, you know, Tom's situation was motivation for us, but the ultimate team motivation was a lot bigger than that.
Is there a point of pride in having come this far?
Certainly. You know, there were only four teams playing yesterday, so I think there's a lot to be said for what we were able to accomplish and where we got ourselves this year.